أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تقوم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. أفمن أسس بنيانه على تقوى من الله ورضوان خير أم من أسس بنيانه خير أم من أسس بنيانه على شفا جرف هار فانهار به في نار جهنم والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 108, 109 and 110 of Surah At-Tawbah. The first part of the ayat was discussed, that was connected to the previous ayat, La taqum fihi abada. We spoke about the masjid that became known as Masjid Dirar, that masjid that was built to create harm for the Muslims. It was not a masjid, it was a center of activity for the munafiqeen and for hiding their weapons, etc. They had asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and perform a salah there. It was the time of the expedition of Tabuk. He said he would go there after returning from Tabuk. Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, and that was the hukum of Allah, La taqum fihi abada. Do not ever stand in that, in whatever they had built, and they had called it a masjid. Allah Ta'ala now does a comparison. And this comparison is not confined to the comparison of only the building of a masjid, but this is in actual fact every deed of ours, whether it is our own ibadat, whether it is our contribution to the deen of Allah, whether it is a contribution to the ummah. This is the comparison. The comparison is that one structure was built to harm the deen of Allah. There was no intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. And on the other hand is a masjid that was built. And Allah Ta'ala now draws this comparison. And Allah says, La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahakku an taquma fi. The masjid that was founded, its foundation, and it was built on taqwa, the fear of Allah, the piety of Allah, it was built on the consciousness of Allah, min awwali yawmin, from the very first day, ahaqqu an taquma fi, has a greater right, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you stand in it. One interpretation of this ayat, that it referred to the masjid of Quba, the very first masjid to be built in Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. In those days, Quba was a separate little village from Medina. Today it is all together. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for a few days. And in that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had laid the foundation of this masjid. And hence, that is one opinion. And the other is that it refers to Masjid al-Nabawi, as-salatu was-salamu ala sahibuhu alfa alfa marra, that was also the foundation, was founded by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He laid the first stone, and hence one of those two masjids. Most of the commentators have expressed that Masjid al-Quba, when after it was built, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to Medina Tayyiba, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often visit Masjid Quba, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform salat over there. And it is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whoever performs two rakats of salat in Masjid of Quba, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of one umrah. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَرُوا, that in it, in this place, most of them have said here, it refers to the people of Quba, amen, يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَرُوا, they love to excessively keep themselves pure. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves those who excessively keep themselves pure. When this part of the ayat was revealed, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam queried. And the people of Quba said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we do three things. That when we are in need of wudu, we make wudu. When we are in a state of janabat impurity, we make ghusl. And at the time when we make istinja, at that time it was in vogue that people will make istinja with lumps of soil. They will cleanse themselves after relieving themselves with lumps of soil. But they didn't only do that, they also used water. And it is because of that that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed. And again, the commentators have also expressed the important aspect. One is the external purity of the body, and one is the internal, that is to keep away from the disobedience and sin of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. Then is that person who had founded the foundation, the house, عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ, upon the fear and piety, مِنَ اللَّهِ of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَرِضْوَانٍ, and also the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One is the intention that a person does it from his heart, there is dedication, and then he does it only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Khairun, is that person better? Amman assasa bunyana, or is that person better who had founded his structure ala shafa jurufin har, on the banks of something that will collapse. Now this is an expression that Allah Ta'ala used, and it is very important for us to try to internalize it. There is a bank, on the banks of that water, the waters of the river are flowing, and it has already eroded the bottom of that bank, and on top of it everything looks good, and then a person puts a structure, it is obvious that that structure is going to collapse, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, فَنْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, it will also collapse him into the fire of Jahannam. The builder that built for any other purpose besides the sake of Allah, who built for enmity, spite, kufr, who built for breaking up this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on top everything will look good, but obviously that building will collapse, and it will collapse that person also in the fire of Jahannam. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the community of wrongdoers. La yazalu bunyanuhum alladhi banu ribatan fi qulubihim, the building that they had built will continuously create. Now the word riba that has been used here is in the meaning of doubt, but in actual fact it will continuously have hypocrisy in their hearts. Illa an taqatta'a qulubuhum, except when their hearts are broken into pieces. In other words, they will remain with this nifaq, they will remain with this doubt, they will remain with hypocrisy right till the day they die. Wallahu alimun hakim, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all knowing, Allah ta'ala is all wise. May Allah ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity in everything we do. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.